Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Alicia. This is
Hello.
Arthur.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, fantastic. What about yourself, Alicia?
Oh, it's been a busy day.
Understandable. You are a very, very busy person. It's very hard to get a hang of you. But that's okay. That's fine. That's I at least
Dinner.
we can you hear me?
Oh, I think you cut out for a second.
Is it better now?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Great, perfect. So just a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about to begin with. The current status as far as the rest of our projects go, the content is actually in the process of getting done once again. The second part is obviously the logo. The logo aspect, we did share a couple of logos with you. Did you get a chance to choose one as far as the revision really goes? I believe you also sent one revision too.
Yeah, I liked the one. It has kind of bubbly writing with like leaves on the bottom of it. But instead of like leaves, could we do like hearts or something more dainty, you know?
That's definitely possible. So you wanted to, let's say, be a lot much more, have that sort of a feminine aspect to this, and
Like
also at the same time.
like a Barbie kind of look, you know?
Sure. Understandable.
Yeah.
Take that down in my notes. So definitely Barbie. I'll keep that in mind. Okay. Now that's that. And then we come down to the other aspect where we're actually at the point where, since the website is almost ready, considering that the content is the only part that's actually left to be done, since the next process is to actually push ourselves up live and, have that all of that rest constructed into a certain platform. So now the options we have available are two, one which is Shopify and the second one which is WordPress. Now, have you made a decision on those, or would you like me to get down into the details of that? Because ultimately, there are some pros and cons that I'd like to share with you, and it's important that you know all of that. So, before I say anything, do you have anything in mind specifically?
No, I don't have anything in mind specifically. I haven't really researched it. I don't know if I missed that email. Maybe I did. Yeah, you can tell me the pros and cons, and then I can like look into it too.
Absolutely, no problem. Well, as far as there's obviously two different things because WordPress and Shopify are two different call it content management systems. Because ultimately, what happens is when it comes down to selecting the right CMS for you, you obviously have to look at the costs that are involved, and apart from that, also ensure that the platforms are actually performing at their level best. Now, sometimes when a lot of people actually tend to choose and go with Shopify initially when they're building e-commerce stores, that's because it's a lot much more easier to build and work on. And a majority of people with a little bit of tech expertise could really, enhance themselves and learn a little bit about how websites are built and build their own web pages. So we take on a lot of redesign projects, especially from Shopify, and a lot of customers that have learned that, there's a couple of sales that they might be missing out on, considering the opportunities and the threats that Shopify really poses, they opt in with WordPress. And that's when they seriously realize that, there might have been some damage done by the platform itself. I'm not bad-mouthing them, but I think it's great for beginners, but especially for when you reach that level where you are going to scale your business, and also when it comes down to, coming to a point where you are trying to maximize your conversions, it tends to become, I'm not saying that it won't really get you that, it won't really deliver you that, but it's costly. And, especially when it comes down to building an e-commerce store, you need to manage your costs and maintain them to as low as possible. So that's also very important. Now, let me get down into the costing of Shopify, and then I'll explain with respect to what is going to come as far as WordPress would really go. So I'm going to have both of them in contrast. Now, let's study Shopify first. The basic subscription for a Shopify platform on a monthly basis billed annually would actually be costing you $49 per month, taking you to an annual cost of $588. Now, that's just the basic subscription that allows you to have basic features of the website, including the hosting that is obviously provided by the platform itself. Now, their hosting, number one, is actually built in such a way that it is definitely, you know, the way they display it is that it's actually meant to be dedicated, or let's say, if you know, for every single website and is not on a shared server. But the cost for that, something like that, would definitely be very high, because if I were to look at, do a little bit of a comparative analysis of other hosting companies, a basic someone who's actually making a purchase of a dedicated hosting or VPS server that actually allows the website to be hosted on a single server. I know that this may sound technically complicated, but I will explain what that is in a moment too. So when it comes down to that, the hosting itself, it actually on a monthly basis, could easily be going from somewhere between $150 to $200. So that's something that that's problematic with actually having to sign up with Shopify's platform, basically reducing the time, basically increasing the time and increasing the time it takes for someone to load your website, which is also a high loss. If I were to look at it from a conversion rate standpoint, Shopify websites usually take up to 8 seconds before fully loading on, fully loading themselves in front of their customers' present eye. And anything that is above 3 seconds is actually reducing your conversion rate by 8%. Meaning, by every percentage, by every single, let's say a number added to the seconds, you are reducing your conversion rate by 8%. Now, if we wanted to maintain a good conversion rate, it's important that we have the website loaded up in less than 3 seconds. Now, that's one advantage that you get with WordPress, because developers are able to optimize the website using a feature called Core Web Vitals. I'd like you to obviously, you know, look into that too, because Core Web Vitals is a part of three different elements that allows the website to load a lot much more faster. And consider it something like this: you know, the human brain is looking at something right now and is also able to examine all of the extended, let's say, you know, surroundings. That's what we're actually able to see. But you know, especially when it comes down to Shopify, if I were to look at the entire website, if I'm loading a Shopify website, it's loading the entire website first and then displaying it in front of me. But when it comes down to that Core Web Vitals optimization, you're looking at, that specific section is loading first. So that way you're maintaining your speed, and a lot of customers are retained because of that. Now, if that wasn't there, and the moment they scroll, that's when all the rest of the pages and all of the sections load. So that's one benefit that you get with WordPress. Now, to talk about the rest, which is also very, very important as a part of increasing the conversion rate of your website, are apps. Now, I'll get down to explaining what these are, because these are going to be extremely important, and that's actually what I sent in the previous email before actually deciding upon our time. Now, what I mean to say is, if I say, you know, because let's say if we are on a website, we would want to make sure that it's interactive, it's communicating with our customer, and also at the same time engaging them to, you know, not only just convert into a potential customer, but also at the same time retaining them for longer periods of time, which could mean in the form of, let's say, you know, you hop onto a beautiful website, you're looking to buy, or you didn't really have an intention to buy something, but you found something directly on Facebook, you clicked on that, you landed on that website, and now you're looking at a quiz that helps you decide, a quiz similar to how BuzzFeed works. Have you used BuzzFeed before? Now, imagine seeing a quiz that involves them into helping, making a decision, especially on what they would want to wear for a certain occasion. Now, that's interactive. That's that interactive element that allows them to stay on the website and then eventually make a decision on what they would want to wear. So that's very, very important to have them engaged. Otherwise, a boring website without actually having someone rewarded, let's say, you know, If you're looking at a spin and win a free dress, and it, you know, if you're looking at something like that, you would want to say that, you know, that's something that I would want to do, and, you know, only just pay shipping and then just maybe, you know, receive that dress. So that's just rewarding at that instance and allows us to really engage more and more customers. If you're looking at a boring website with just the display of pictures and a little bit of pricing and a little bit of description, that's not going to be it, because that's not engaging your customers and it's not keeping them for long. And, you know, in order to actually have that conversion mindset kept, there are a lot of apps within Shopify itself that we define for a lot of our e-commerce stores, such as the FOMO app. Now, the FOMO app is a sort of a, I call it an extension of the website or a functionality that, you know, how you pop up on any e-commerce store and there's obvious this, there's something that's displaying on the bottom left corner showing someone from XYZ area purchased this product 10 minutes ago. You see,
you see that
sometimes? Exactly. So that's what the FOMO will do. It will show people social proof that your product was purchased by someone in their area 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago or 2 minutes ago, et cetera, at the time of when they made a purchase. And that allows them to feel that this website is actually selling a lot much more faster. That's why sending out these push notifications in front of them is constantly going to allow them to think that, you know, this is actually selling like hotcakes. And considering that in mind, you know, who wouldn't really want to go to a store where, you know, you see normal stores, you see 10 to 15 people within that store, and then you see a store with 10,000 people trying to jump in all at once, which is not physically possible. But let's assume that, you know, there's a massive crowd at a store. You'd probably be assuming that, you know, there's a massive sale here, and or maybe something that might be of your interest, and that's why you'd probably want to step in. That's exactly the sort of feeling that this, these mini features actually give you that are present within these apps. Now, the problem with this is it's already there. I mean, you know, it exists. It has that feature. It has that functionality, and eventually allows you to keep all of that. Now, imagine – now, I'll give you another example. Alicia, are you here with me?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So to give you another example of an app that I would want within the website is, let's say you're in a store and the moment you actually try to leave, someone from amongst the sales teams actually asks you if you'd like to have another round or another go, or maybe let's say hand you out a brochure that you could possibly keep for later times. Now, what do you think that that would actually help facilitate a sale for the next time you enter that store?
I feel like that does help, you know, facilitate a sale. Even just reaching out to somebody or, like, you know, making contact definitely does help, you know, create that, like, sense of come back and spend your money here.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. And in order to actually reduce exit rates and also at the same time, maybe even, let's say, giving them a survey, allowing them to, you know, if they ask us for a survey, a short survey of 2 minutes, and we stand with them, we talk about what we purchased or what we may have not purchased, and let's say, you know, talk about and some additional things, and then get their email so that we could actually send them an email blast at the end of the week that will show them that these are the items that were put on sale because you had interest on them. Imagine that happening and, you know, you see a massive sale on that item you wish you could have purchased within your wish list, and you know, you probably want to run back to that store and get that item. Isn't that right? Exactly. And that's what these small plugins do. This is this one plugin that at the moment you actually step out of the website, you are able to see an instant pop-up within a matter of a millisecond that displays a discount or an offer or probably an email address tray, collection tray that allows them to see potential items later on within their email address, or maybe you help them revisit. So that's the whole idea behind making the store interactive and also reducing exit rates. Now, having all that, having said all of that, these plugins on a monthly basis go from somewhere between plugins or apps. Plugins are used for WordPress, by the way, and apps are used for Shopify plugins. So, you know, that's what we call them. Anyways, my point is that these plugins can easily go from somewhere between $80 to $100 per month because of their, not only just because of their efficiency, but also at the same time their ability to deliver you better conversion rates. Now, what doesn't make sense to me is the monthly cost that's actually involved within a part of this. Now, if I were to talk about all of the plugins, on a bare minimum, you would be needing to spend about $80 a month for a year straight in order to actually have all of that retention made on within the website and all of those additional costs considered. And that's why, you know, that takes you the monthly subscription cost plus the monthly billing for all of these different plugins is about $100 each. Now, that takes you to a $149 in total spent on a monthly basis, taking you to a yearly $1,788. So that's what you'll be spending if you go with Shopify for a single year. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad, but what's better is that there's a better platform out there with more and more functions, features, functionalities that allows you to keep the website, you know, without actually having to spend this much, and eventually also at the same time increase the number of years that you'll be able to keep the website. Now, if let's say you decide to maybe do a revamp after 3 years within business, you know that the store is going well, there's automation done already for you, there's a marketing process built up already, you know, you're constantly making sales. Sometime later, you plan on making an upgrade. You wouldn't be doing that anytime soon, you know, for the next possible 3 to 5 years. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Considering everything going right, your basic cost on a yearly basis for your website is $1,788 if you were good to go with Shopify. And if, let's say, if you plan on keeping the business for at least 3 years in which you enjoy the profit and then eventually sell it off to someone who might be buying the business online using Empire Flipper or Flippa.com, in a matter of 3 years, while actually making about you wouldn't really be having to worry about any of that, but it's actually my job, and I also make sure that my clients are aware of what they'd be spending if they were to go with different options. Now, if I were to have you put up with Shopify, with WordPress instead of Shopify, what you would be paying is, with all these things kept in mind, for WordPress, you'd be paying for the domain renewal for 3 years, you'd be paying for the hosting. Now, these elements are separate when it comes down to WordPress. That's the only downside on this. Apart from that, apart from just the part where, you know, there's some issue that is that doesn't allow WordPress to really charge on a monthly basis. But if you were to go with something along the lines of WordPress instead of Shopify, instead of actually having to pay $1,788 for a year, you'd be paying $1,500 for 2 years instead of a single year. So that basically takes your $149 cost down to a divided directly by 74 or $70 per month instead of actually having to pay $149 every month. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Well, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as all of that makes sense, the whole idea behind this is to actually come up with obviously building and having all of that restored. And if you were to, let's say, if you were to look at this from a I'm going to give you two more options. If you were to go with WordPress, you have the option of going with 2 years straight, or you have the option of going with 3 years. The 3 year plan is actually reducing its cost by about 33% on the third year, because instead of paying what you're really paying with WordPress is, instead of $1,500, you're paying $750 per year, it's $1,000, you could call it a saving if you were to go with WordPress on a yearly basis. So, you know, if instead of actually spending that much, are you there with me, Alicia?
I'm here.
Awesome. Okay. So, as I was saying, if you were to let's say go with Shopify. If you were to go with WordPress instead of Shopify, for 3 years straight, you're saving about $3,000 straight. In fact, more $3,500 instead of actually having to pay that much to Shopify instead. So if you were to go with WordPress, and if you were to go with 3 years, the yearly cost would be that's $2,000 for 3 years, and that takes you to a yearly cost of $666 rather than $750 if you were to make a purchase for 2 years. Because I might be able to help you secure a private server, number one. Number two, I will also be able to help you have you reserve for the maintenance costs as well. So considering all of those things in mind, you could choose to go with a two-year plan or a three-year plan, depending on what you would think is best for you. So what do you have in mind, 2 years or 3 years, if you were to go with WordPress?
I would probably do 2 years.
2 years? Okay. Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it's a good idea to have all of that, because not only am I adding value here in the form of giving you absolutely free maintenance for the website too, which means that I will actually be handling the entire website for a matter of 6 months for you directly without actually having you worry about anything, including doing a little bit of VA services for you too, which is the virtual assistant services, meaning that the restocking within all of the products, having new and new products uploaded to the inventory of the website, all of that included as a part of the $1,500 that you would be paying for this entire project of development on WordPress. So that's also going to be there.
Okay. The only thing that I worry about, I'm concerned about, is I do want it to be, you know, very easy for me to, like, us to add things to the store, because, you know, I do like the products that we added, but I would like to have more things on the store, you know. So that's important that we are able to, you know, upload more things quickly. And so is it very interactive? Is there a lot of plugins on WordPress that you can use to add? Is there other vendors? Like, how does that work? Because on Shopify, you can pay like $20 for an app, and then you have access to this entire store, right? And they can put that in your store. So is it the same way with WordPress, where it's that easy?
Absolutely. And the reason why I say that is because most and the majority of e-commerce stores that are actually being built at this point are, it's basically a strict competition between WordPress and WooCommerce. WooCommerce is a plugin, or you could say an app similar to how, you know, Shopify would work. WooCommerce is also strictly working with Shopify and WordPress both, because they're trying to capture the entire market for all the e-commerce store owners and ultimately have them sign up on their platform. So it's exactly the same. The fact that you mentioned this is a very valid point and is a very good question, because I was anticipating this all along before actually talking to you about this.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to add more things, you know. I feel like, you know, we picked some decent things, but I wouldn't say anything that I would personally love, you know. So
true.
I think it's important to have, you know, a lot of different options, or even like little things, you know, like lots of tank tops and things that people like go in for. I mean, the other day I went to TJ Maxx and I bought a tank top for, you know, $8. And then I went to this Boho store the other day, and that same tank top was $58, right? And so it's like, if you can create value, it doesn't matter what you're selling, as long as people think like, hey, this is something I want. Everyone's wearing it, right? Hello? Hello? Hello?